From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Roy Blunt Jr., Amy Dickinson, and Maz Jobrani. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, Carl plays one-on-one with LeBron James in our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Ma's parents of children at an expensive progressive private school in Manhattan are upset that the school's teaching methods seem somewhat unstructured. They had high educational hopes for the school run by whom?
High educational hopes by the school run by... is this a smart person?
No, it's run by a group famous for doing something else.
A group famous, the Rolling Stones?
That would be awesome.
They must have different techniques
yes,
of teaching.
Yes, exactly.
Come
on.
I'm going to that school.
Come on.
Yeah.
What's the call? These people were famous for doing something else. Is this a corporation?
I'll give you a hint. The school uniform is a black turtleneck, black pants, and blue face paint.
Oh, the Blue Man Group.
The Blue Man Group.
Oh, yeah.
If you want your kid to end up weird, yes, the Blue Man Group. If you want your kid to end up weird, but not quite as weird as a homeschooled kid, how about a school run by Blue Man Group? Parents shell out $32,000 a year to have a bunch of bald blue men who spit marshmallows and paint onto canvases teach their kids. Now, they're shocked to find out that, sure, little Johnny can play a gigantic flute, but he can't read.
I thought they don't talk.
That's part of the problem.
So, yeah,
how was school today, Junior? Well, a guy just stood there and waved a stick around and stared at me.
Maybe it's a good way to get the kid to stop talking. Uh-huh. Like, you know, Tommy's been talking too much. Let's get him with the Blue Man Group. They'll teach him to shut up.
Oh boy.
Who would put their kid in a Blue Man Group school? Are you really that big of a fan where you're like seeing the show? You're like, what would be great? We should put Tommy. I wish there were a school. I could put Tommy in a Blue Man Group. He'd be just like that bald guy with the blue. Oh my God.
Roy, Southwest boards their planes through groups. Some airlines use seat assignments and boarding number. Well, the Latvian airline Air Baltic is taking a unique approach. From now on, they'll be seating passengers by their what?
By their bottoms.
That's where they'll do it.
Yeah, they're measuring their seats. They're measuring. They're measuring their width. Is that what?
No.
Was I right to say their bottom?
You were not right to say their
bottom. Oh, okay. Well, then, by their how famous they are, I don't know.
They can.
Are there any famous Latvians?
They can check to see what color your ring is.
Oh, your mood.
Yes, your mood.
Board you by your mood.
Seat you by your mood. You can now fly on this airline first class, business class, murderous rage class. At Air Baltic, they're seating passengers based on shared moods. The system relies on a scientific process of asking passengers to reveal personal details about themselves, interests, hobbies, and your mood during travel. However, the seating chart suffered a few early setbacks. Too many people, when asked for their hobby, listed, quote, having an entire row to myself.
Ooh.
Which seems like, you know, trying too hard. If you want to get that, you should be more subtle. You should list your mood as prying or desperately in need of a shower. Murderous.
So they would ask you before you boarded and then
yeah, and then they'd put people similar moods together. Quiet people with some of the quiet people.
They have obviously never dealt with someone in menopause. That's all I'm saying.
But maybe there's a menopause mood.
You'd have to keep moving around the plane as your mood shift.
You would.
Is there a farting section? No.
Does that qualify? My mood is gassy. Yes.
That's my mood all the time.
Maz, librarians recently discovered a scientific paper on penguins dating from 1910. Ooh. The author hid the paper away. It has stayed hidden for a century. Why did he hide it away?
Because they found out that there were secrets about the penguins.
Yes, what secrets?
Sexual things going on.
Yeah, the penguins were perverts.
Yeah.
Scientist George Levick went to the South Pole 100 years ago. He expected to find the adorable, virtuous penguins like we might see today in, like, Happy Feet. But instead, they discovered a flightless avian version of Caligula. Quote, there seemed to be no crime too low for these penguins, said Levick. He described male penguins as hooligan, rapist, necrophiliac, child abusers. He was pretty upset. Good thing they never found this before they made March of the Penguins, right? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you would have heard Morgan Freeman going, and now the penguins, oh my God.
Look away.
Stop that. Get away from her.
They do use their wings for something. What are they doing?
They sure do walk cute. I don't care. Necrophilia and all that, but...
That's how they get you, Roy.
Actually, it turns out...
Come here, little fella.
Turns out all that insane sexual activity, that's why they walk that way.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, the report was quickly repackaged as an e-book titled 50 Shades of Black and White.
Ooh.